From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Commandos in the capital of Bangladesh have stormed an upscale restaurant where suspected Islamic State militants took at least 20 hostages, including several foreigners. We understand from one source that 12 hostages have been freed. Gunfire was heard this morning after scores of commandos converged on the restaurant some 10 hours after the hostage crisis began. Militants attacked the restaurant late Friday. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, but the identity of the attackers has not been confirmed. White House has released a report on civilians killed in drone strikes outside of conflict zones, saying between 64 and 116 civilians were killed between 2009 and 2015. Outside groups estimate the numbers are much larger. Josh Earnest is President Obama's spokesperson. Here he speaks on efforts to protect civilians during drone strikes.
The president believes that it's important to put an architecture in place that reflects the kinds of reforms that this administration has implemented to ensure that proper steps are taken to avoid civilian casualties and to ensure that the operations that are undertaken are consistent with our national security goals.
The first U.S. drone strike was carried out in October of 2001, narrowly missing former Taliban leader Mullah Omar in Kandahar at the beginning of the U.S.-led offensive in Afghanistan. The government in Afghanistan says the ongoing insurgency there is taking an increasing toll on civilians' lives, with death, injury across the country increasing. Afghan security forces have recently increased the use of air power against insurgents. This is VOA News.